I relate the parts of a Yelech as like Daf Beis in a Masechta, where because there's like on Daf Beis, everyone starts on Daf Beis, and Sfarim and Shirim always start on Daf Beis, so everybody always writes about Daf Beis, a lot there. So parts of a Yelech, you write on Chumash, it's a short parsha. So whatever is there, you know, people are going to talk about it, people are going to write about it. So there's a lot of different things going on in parts of a Yelech. All of the psukim that we have, a whole lot of Torah about it. We're going to speak about a very well-known mitzvah found in this week's parsha, which is the mitzvah of Hakel. The mitzvah of Hakel is a mitzvah which would be fulfilled the sukkahs after a Shemitah year, which means our coming up sukkahs would be a mitzvah of Hakel. Strictly speaking, it does not appear that in the times of Chazal or the Rishonim, or really the Rishonim, there's ever sort of like a remembrance or a zecher to Hakel. The Aderes, Rav Cook's father-in-law, was very interested in starting some sort of a new kind of a Hakel, remembrance to Hakel, which still I think does take place in certain places. A wonderful sefer put out a bunch of years ago, going through the history of that. But there's a mitzvah of Hakel. The mitzvah of Hakel is that all of Klal Yisrael gathers together in Eretz Yisrael. All of Klal Yisrael gathers together in Yerushalayim. Bevo Kol Yisrael Leiros as Pnei Hashem Elokecha. That we're all going to be there for Sukkot. So Hakel Asa'am. Ha'anashim Ve'hataf. Everybody's going to gather together and they're going to hear Torah. Leman Yilmedu Ve Yerush Hashem Elokechem. V'shamur Lasos as Kol Divrei HaTorah Hazos. They're going to be able to hear Torah, to learn Torah, be able to instill a certain kind of fear of Hashem, which is there. Chazal are very bothered or wonder why exactly we're bringing kids to Hakel. Hakel seems to be, after all, a large Yom Iyun. It seems to be a wonderful day of serious Torah study. Everybody's going to be there. Ha'anashim lomo, ha'anashim l'shmoa. You're going to go there, you're going to learn, you're going to listen. But what exactly is the purpose of bringing the children there? Why are we bringing them there? So the Ramban points out that if it were up to him on a level of just pshat and chumish, he would suggest that the children that we are bringing there, Ramban writes, Al Torah, Avam Ketanim Hanshanim, HaKrovim L'Hischanich. They're the kids that are about to be at the age of Chinuch, so they're going to become, because they're going to be able to learn. The Ramban, though, points out that the simple pshat in the Gemara, Maseches Chagiga, is not like that. The Gemara says in Chagiga, why are we bringing the children? Litein Schar L'Mivieihen, to give schar to those who carry the children. That we're going to have children there because who gets schar? Those who carry the children get schar. Says the Ramban, it sounds therefore like the children that we are referring to are not children who are higia l'gilchinach, but rather children who are not higia l'gilchinach, that we are still bringing none nonetheless. Happens to be that there are those who claim that even the Chazal there referring to kids who are already at or approaching the gil of chinach, that seems to be what Reb Chaim Brisker assumed. That's quoted in Nefesh HaRav. It's quoted as well in Shuvas Van Hagos Chelek Dal in the back with Van Hagos and Reb Chaim. That maybe refers to those who are ready at Gedil Gilchinach. There's a Turi Evan in Chagiga about this, the Minchas Chinach. There's a Marshan Chagiga there. A lot of Torah about who exactly is going to be brought. But working under the assumption, which the Ramban thinks is the Pasha Pshat in Chazal, that the people that we are inviting and the people that we are bringing are those who are young and those who are little. So what exactly is the purpose of bringing them? What exactly is gained by being able to bring them here? So we'll mention three mahalchim. There are many, but we will mention three mahalchim at least for now. The first mahalch is the mahalch of the Kliyakar. The Kliyakar suggests, you know, there's a bit of a machlokas amongst Rishonim. Even though the psukim seem to indicate pretty clearly what the goal of Hakel is, there's still a bit of a machlokas about it. Points out the Kliyakar, I think the real goal of this, Torah experience, of this Yir Shemayim experience, the real goal is to be able to instill, to be mechazek the mitzvah of tshuva. He points it out based on the context, the parsha Nitzavim, beginning of Vayelech, seem to refer to the mitzvahs of tshuva. He thinks the real goal is tshuva. Now tshuva, we don't really need this mass gathering in the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, because the Gemara tells about the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Dir Shua Hashem B'Yimato, Kurbi Yosokarov, because Baruch Hu is close in Aseres Yemei Tshuva to the extent to which even Yechidim have the power to feel a certain closeness to Hashem. So we don't really need the same gathering during Aseres Yemei Tshuva for Tshuva, because individuals can do it on their own. Between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, because it's maybe a different time, Chazal often assume that people are so busy being Osek and Mitzvos, there isn't enough time between Yom Kippur and Sukkot to engage too much in sin. So, as Chazal tell us, that Sukkot is Rishon L'cheshbon Avonos, so Sukkot is the time when people can mess up, so we have a mass gathering to inspire Tshuva. Why are we bringing children there? So the Kliyakar really seems to suggest the kids are almost there as props. That says the Kliyakar as follows. It's an interesting idea. He says it's really there about tshuva. And why do I have kids there? Because Kibizman Yisrael Osim Tshuva, when a person does tshuva, they daven. And we dive into Hashem, al mechilas ha'avon, to forgive us for our sins. And we say to Hashem, im lo lema'anenu, if we ourselves are not worthy to be forgiven for our sins, az yayaseh b'shvil gemulei chalev shlepashu, then at least forgive us in honor of our children. Our children haven't messed up yet. We say to Rabbanu Sholem, they're there to be mechazik, our tefillah. Then we dive in as far as our tshuva goes, our tshuva, we accept it. We say to Rabbanu Sholem, even if we're not really worthy, but what about our kids? Take care of us for our kids. Have rachmanis on our kids, because they're pure. So it's part of our gearing towards tshuva, which again, for the Kli Yakar, he's choosing sides, and Machlok Tzman Rishonim, he thinks the goal of Hakel is all about tshuva. That is one mahalach. There is a second mahalach, which I think is a very, very beautiful one. The Rav Hirsch points out, there are elements of this in Nachos Yaakov, which is the Nesivos' commentary in Chumash, just noted by Rav Hirsch. But Rav Hirsch points out that there is value in exposing children to Inyanei Kedusha already at a young age. That even what kids can't remember on a level of content, that there is something enormously powerful about being able to be present, about being able to learn from and experience a certain kind of kedusha. Just having experiences becomes very, very valuable for children, even at a very young age. So even though kids are not going to be able to understand all the Torah, but this ma'amad, being there with all of Klal Yisrael celebrating Torah, so that's very much going to be able to stick with them. Interestingly enough, Tosfos in Chagiga points out, commenting on this Gemara, that Litin Sachal Mivyehem says Tosfos V'alzeh Samchu, this is the marker that people bring children to shul. Why do people bring children to shul? So L'chorah for a similar kind of an idea. L'ma'an Yilmadu, L'yiras Hashem, Avas Hashem, Talmud Torah, that you bring children to shul because it gives them a certain degree of chizik and a certain degree of awareness. Now Rav Menashe Klein points out in Shul Mishnah Halachos Chelek Zayin, Simon Yud Zayin, Rav Menashe Klein, the Ungvarav, points out that that only makes sense to bring kids to shul if you're confident that they're going to be able to have that positive religious experience. But if they're going to be running around going crazy the whole time, so Lav Dafka is that true. Lav Dafka is that true. But there's certainly enormous value to having children there because they're going to be mekabel. They're mekabel a whole lot by etzem, their presence, their experiencing. So for the Kli Yakar, they're more of like a prop almost to help us with our tefillah. According to Rav Hirsch, it's about giving them that experience. Now, it's not clear for Rav Hirsch or for this Mahalach, is that the goal of all of Hakel? Is the goal of all of Hakel a religious experience? Or is the goal of Hakel really about Talmud Torah? Just the kids, at least, get a religious experience. That seems to be a machlokas a little bit in how you read that Gemara Maseches Chagiga, in terms of how exactly that works out. But there seems to be enormous value in this. The Meshech Chachma, in a very similar way, points out, based on the larger context of the Gemara, something intriguing. The Gemara, which quotes this, tells the story that that one time Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka that one time Rabbi Yeshua came into the Beis Medrash. He had missed a couple of days of the Beis Medrash, and Rabbi Yeshua said to the guys in the Beis Medrash, "said Okay, what chiddush was taught in the Beis Medrash yesterday?" And they said to him, "We just want to hear you. We're a Talmud of you. We don't want to hear anybody else. Tell us your Torah." He says, "No, aim based medrash bli chiddush. What was the chiddush they said yesterday?" And they quoted this pshat about how he would bring kids to Hakel, litain sachar mvayim. Was the Gemara saying Chagiga? Yeshua gave them Musar. He said, "You had such a beautiful pearl. What an awesome Torah. And you were going to withhold it from me? This Torah about bringing kids to Hakel, Yeshua said, it's an amazing chiddush. How come you weren't going to tell it to me? It's so good." Wonders Meshach Chachma, what's so good about it? We didn't even understand it. Like, what's so good about it? Says Meshach Chachma, because Rabbi Yeshua loved this Torah for a simple reason. Says the Meshach Chachma, because the Yerushalmi tells us that Rabbi Yeshua's mother, when he was a kid, would bring Rabbi Yeshua to shul, to the Beis Medrash, at a very, very young age, she would bring her husband, she would bring him to shul. The Meshach Chachma is right. Sorry, let me just read it. Meshach Chachma, it's a Yerushalmi in Yevamos. The Rabbi Yeshua, when he was a baby, would be brought to shul. And says Meshach Chachma, Rabbi Yeshua probably was wondering, why did my mother do this? What was the toelas in bringing me to shul at a young age? When he heard this pshat, he then understood why his mother wanted to bring him to shul at a young age. Because this instilled within him certain values, and values that are very, very important, values that are really, really wonderful. There is a third idea that we'll quote Rav Blach that tells Rosh Hashiva in Shuri Adas. The goal of children was not to have it as a prop so the parents could daven more as part of their tshuva. It wasn't to instill Yerushalayim in the children. But it's rather something else. He's choker a question which many of Rishonim dealt with already, which is what's the goal of Torah and Mitzvos? The goal of Torah and Mitzvos is to give a schar. God is a king. If we listen, we get schar. If we don't listen, we get punished. Or is the goal of Torah and Mitzvos that God is just like an unbelievable doctor? mitzvot bring good things for us and aveiras do bad things for us. So Hashem is warning us, here are the good things and here are the bad things, so you can know what to do. It'll be better for you as a person. Points out Rav Bloch, quoting his father, he believes that both of these yesodos are really true. Both of these are true. On the one hand, there's an idea called Torah gives us schar. It also can either help us or harm us. He says that's pshat and why Eish Shifas Torah. The Torah's makel, Eish Shifas Torah, because we know it's so hard, doesn't want to hold you accountable and punish you. It will, though, still cause problems for you. That's what Chazal say. You end up not being in love with her. Your kid will be a Ben Sora Umora. It can still cause problems. He says, but sometimes Hashem gives you schar just to give you schar. What's the example? Hakel. Why are you bringing children? The answer is you're bringing children anyway. Why am I bringing children anyway to Hakel? Well, if every adult male has to go, if every adult female has to go, if every kid who's a Gila Gilchinuch has to go, so who's going to be with the kids? The answer is, you're taking them anyway. You have nothing else to do with them. You have to bring them. So the Ribbono Shel Olam said, you know what, if you're bringing them anyway, litin schar l'mevi'eihem, even though it's most, if not that much, we'll make it a mitzvah, so you can get schar for bringing your children there. And even if you're going to bring them anyway, let's instill it with a certain value and you'll get schar. Is it radically transforming everything? Maybe not, but mitzvot are also about getting a certain kind of schar. So it's obviously an enormously valuable thing to be able to inspire, to be able to have children there. For tofos, it's the makor, some have to bring children to shul. Again, assuming that they're not going to bother and ruin the experience of others. But there's something very powerful about children being there. I'll end with just an anecdote. Aside from the yucker we quoted Rav Hirsch, and we quoted the last idea of Rav Bloch, Rav Amital, Zichron Levrach, Rav Shiva of Gush, would often say, when kids were making noise when he was speaking, it's a very beautiful line, when kids would make noise when Rav Amital was speaking, and people would shush the kids, so Rav Amital would always say to them, the kids making noise doesn't bother me when I'm talking. Parents shushing kids drives me crazy. There's something very beautiful about the noise of children sometimes, their purity, their experience. And it's good, Litin Sach Leviehem, that we should appreciate Hakel of bringing kids into religious experiences because it can have an enormous value. Have a wonderful rest of your day.